following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday, the 19th of December. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on today's program, and we are pretty full up coming up. We're going to hear from the head football coach at Central Missouri, Jim Swoboda. He coached and coached with the new UNK football coach, Josh Lamberson. So we'll get his thoughts. He was a coordinator when they were tearing it up at Northwest Missouri State. He was on his staff for the last 5 years. We'll also catch up with Mike Lev of the Orange County Register and get some insight on Southern California. We'll talk actual football, what the game should look like if both can play up to their capabilities. And then Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sports Book at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, will join us towards the end of the show, get into the college football bowl season, get his big ticket. Jimmy, he always has that nice ticket on the NFL, who to get with just a couple of weeks out. Yeah. Of course, a couple of years ago, he had the Green Bay ticket. He's done well on baseball with that odds. Maybe not the favorite, but, hey, this is the best ticket to get right now.
Yeah, last August, we talked to him about the Kansas City Royals, and he said, hey, I think I'm going to move that. They're 20-1 right now. I better move them down to 15-1. Do you remember that conversation? Oh, yeah. And the Royals were a pretty good ticket, you know, to have, because you can always, if they get in the finals, you always kind of bet the other side if you need to.
We've also got some bowl picks. Do you have any hot picks for the weekend?
No,
I didn't ask you yesterday.
I've got a couple of pro games I might give them out later. I've got four professional football games I like. I'll give those out later in the show. Nothing great, though. I don't have anything that just really what happens right now, though, in pro football is there's some teams that need to win, and then it really helps them. But what Vegas knows that and knows that you know that. So they add about 2 or 3 points onto the spread on some of those games. So you can get a good buy right now as long as you're taking people that are out of the playoffs.
Well, the it's not amazing, but the unique thing is that there will be a game where Team A needs to win and Team B's out of the playoffs, yet Team B still competes and pulls the upsets, and those are the landmines you have to walk around at this time of the year.
Well, yeah, and, you know, in Major League Baseball, Doug, those people, there's pennant races all the time, you know, and, hey, it's amazing that, you know, hey, these teams need to win, and, heck, they'll go on the road and play somebody that's out of the playoffs, and they both went 1-3 in a four-game series, you know, so nothing changed.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to join us on the program today, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and the Twitter address at ESPN1460-1550. We're going to be following some Tri-Cities High School basketball tonight. Hope you can join us. Here on ESPN, it's Kearney High at Lincoln Northeast. Kearney Catholic is at Elm Creek on Classic Hits 98.9. St. Cecilia's at Sutton on 1230 KHAS. And again, all the games are online and the podcast up afterwards. Free download, use as you want at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, Youngstown State issued their official, I guess, statement on the Bo Pelini audio tape from Nebraska. Basically, yeah, we know about it. We've talked to him, and we're moving on. It's not their problem.
No, it's not.
It's not their problem. Yeah, they knew what they were getting problem. With Bo. They knew what they were getting. Husker team awards were handed out or at least released last night. They didn't do a big old banquet like usual, I guess for obvious reasons, which is what it is. Amir Abdullah, offensive MVP, the overall team MVP, wins the Guy Chamberlain Award. Co-defensive MVPs, Malik Collins and Nate Gary. No Randy Gregory.
Interesting.
Don't know if that's just because he was injured or if that's some off-field stuff that you just don't know about. Maybe he's not the leader, but he's still sitting there at number four on the first big board.
Yes.
Third-team All-American, not his own team's defensive player of the year. I would think that would throw up some red flags, Jimmy.
I think I definitely agree with that, that there's something that took place there where he was not cohesive enough with the rest of the defense. You know what I mean? I mean, he did what he needed to get done. And when they stayed late and did some workouts and did some things like that, possibly he wasn't competing with the same guys. And, you know,
no doubt who the special teams MVP was going to be. That's the freshman DeMorne Pearson L. Trevor Roach, the Tom Novak Trophy. Jake Cotton, the Cletus Fisher Native Son Award. Jack Gangwish, the prestigious Lifter of the Year Award. That's all. There's team MVP, and then there's Lifter of the Year. I think that's how they view him there. So he picks that up. And then there's scout teams, and Mike Mowdy, the Character Award, Kenny Bell, the Perimeter Award, Mark Pelini, the Husker Heart Award. Huskers will practice again today, and then they are got have graduation, and then they take off for San Diego on Tuesday, the game next Saturday. Kind of a big day today for recruiting. Kendall Bussey, the Rivals 100 running back out of New Orleans, who gave an early commit all the way back last February, is a big part of this class. But with the coaching change and a few other things, he's kind of been wavering. And this afternoon at 4:30, he'll make his announcement at his high school. Nebraska, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Indiana. I still think Nebraska is better than any of those, although A&M right now, I don't know, rated the last few years maybe a couple of times higher because of the Johnny Manziel effect. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, interesting. He's from New Orleans, you say? Is that where mm-hmm. he's from? And LSU's not interested in him, evidently.
Well, he's one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, one way or the other. Basketball last night, UNK goes out to St. Charles, Missouri. That's kind of the home spot of Amara Williams, the top scorer for the Loper women. She had 15 points. Laramie Lewis had 19. The Loper women beat Lindenwood 73-67. But the Lindenwood men made 13 out of their 19 three-pointers and beat the Lopers 83-64. They will play at Lincoln University in Jefferson City tomorrow. Hastings men, they also ran into a hot shooting team in Wichita. Friends University shot 68%, including 60% from three-point land, and won at 80-66. They're off until the 29th. The Hastings women forced 32 turnovers in an 81-49 win over Northern New Mexico, and they will play Johnson and Wales of Denver, Colorado in Denver today. And who didn't see this coming? Akoya Gao transferring from Louisville. The Omaha Central star played in the Heartland Prep Classic. They won four state titles. Only played in three games this year. He had a sports hernia. Just never took off at Louisville.
Where do you think he'll go, Doug? Do you have any ideas?
Apparently, Creighton and UNO are not in the offing.
Is that right?
Some of the stuff online and from World Herald and the tweets out there say that Missouri-Kansas City could be a dark horse because there's some connections there, and obviously the Huskers will be interested.
Yes. Yeah, I would think so. Oh, maybe UNK.
Zip it.
All right.
Zip it. The Huskers take off for Hawaii today, and you're going where?
I'm going to Amherst.
And they're going to Hawaii. Oh, well.
I'll get back faster.
Well, that's true. That's true. And the Nebraska women will host High Point tomorrow. How about this? Jessica Shepherd, National Nike Tournament. I don't care who you're playing. Everybody there is good. 38 points, 20 rebounds yesterday. Her, not the team. Some teams have troubles doing all of that in one night. 38 points, 20 rebounds as they beat Bishop O'Dowd of Oakland, California. Today they take on the number 5 team in the country in Mater D out of California. And they have ESPN's number 1 player in the country, 6'3", Katie Lou Samuelson, who is headed to Connecticut. Shepherd is number 3. In that class. So just a few news and notes there as we get the show off. Flatwater Fracas is underway in Grand Island. Tri-City Storm skating at Omaha tonight. Hear it on the breeze. And a pair of upsets in the NCAA volleyball tournament last night. BYU still going, Jimmy. which just probably makes Husker fans even more ill. They beat Texas in four sets, and Penn State is back again. They beat number one Stanford in four sets.
Man, does BYU have Texas as a number? I mean, they seem they beat them all the time in football. Isn't that something? I mean, it's just amazing how there's some programs that's got somebody else's number. Unfortunately, I think Texas has had Nebraska's number for a while.
Good God, we don't need another reason for Texas and Nebraska to be linked together, not by BYU, and it's starting to work out that way, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Folks, if you're looking for a good lunch, try out Big Dally's Deli in Hastings, right across from Duncan Field. Anytime, they are there for you. Something that's going to please everyone in the family. You're out and busy, you're driving around the Hastings area, getting your Christmas shopping done. Swing on in and see Big Dally's Deli, home of a bazillion sandwiches. They offer many other menu items such as soups, salads, get the combo meal, a sandwich, chips, cookie, fruit cup, soup, soda, water, tea, whatever you want. So many to choose from at Big Dally's Deli in Hastings. We'll take a break. Be back with Jim Swoboda, Central Missouri football coach. We'll also be catching up with Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay and Mike Love of the Orange County Register out in California to talk USC football after this.
You'll have fun.
Make It Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for weekend fun, food, keno, bowl games, and NFL football. Plus, you can watch and wager on thoroughbred racing, 14 premier tracks, including Fabulous Santa Anita. Stay for the night racing from Charlestown and Delta Downs, and the Prime Rib Special. So race to the finish line, number one for food and fun.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly lingering cloud cover today with some breaks of sun possible later today in the afternoon with a high in the upper 30s. Winds will stay to the southwest. Tonight we'll head back into the upper teens with partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Frable. Right now it's 27.
Doug and Daddy's show rolling on in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, brought to you by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. We have 28 of the 38 bowl games, none of them this weekend, to give you time to get entered by December 26th. It's free with tons of great prizes, as always. The entry deadline is noon next Friday, the 26th. Entries are due at kickoff of that Heart of Dallas Bowl. The Heart of Dallas Bowl is the first bowl that we'll be bringing you next week. And who's in the Heart of Dallas Bowl? Illinois, out of the Big Ten, taking on Louisiana Tech. Get signed up today. It's free at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. earlier this week, the latest head football coach and the first in 15 years to don the UNK campus was introduced in Josh Lamberson, just a 32-year-old pup, and his head coach down at Central Missouri is Jim Swoboda. And I bring that up, Jimmy, because you have been there at Central Missouri for a handful of years here, and you have known Josh for a long time, and we just wanted to get a little more insight on him. And we welcome in Jim Swoboda, who obviously knows about UNK, having played them here in the past. And Coach, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. I appreciate having the opportunity to visit with you guys. How's things in Central Nebraska?
Well, I know. It is Christmas time, of course, and I think a lot of people are appreciative of the gift that you have wrapped up and sent our way. He seems like a great guy, a young kid. When you go in the coaching profession, I'm going with 32 years old. Is he prepared for this first venture? Well, what were some of the words of advice you told him on the way out?
Well, he's as prepared as you can be for a guy his age. And, you know, he's I think this is something that he's wanted to do probably most of his life. And you know, my advice to him was that he's had a, you know, tremendous background in terms of the people he's been around and the programs he's been in. And he's learned from that. But then he's got to put his own personality on it. And that is one human being that is committed to excellence. I can tell you that. The guy never got a B in his life. I mean, he's just, he's always been at the top of everything that he's, you know, put his mind to doing. I think age is a small factor in terms of him taking this position. I was actually 26 when I got my first head coaching job at Nebraska Wesleyan University. So if I was ready at that age, he's certainly ready at 32 years of age. He knows what kind of conference he's getting in, and you know, all the things that he has to do to you know, put a competitive team on the field. So, you know, don't let that age fool anybody. You know, he has got my full blessing, Mel Churchman's full blessing, unquestioned in terms of his knowledge and commitment to excellence and character as a human being. You absolutely hit a home run with this guy.
Can you take us back, obviously, even though it was a few more years ago, what are some of the challenges of being a first-time young head coach, no matter where you're at?
Well, I just think that, you know, I you just have so many balls you got to juggle at once. And I think probably the earliest thing is just to learn how to delegate your duties that you have to do, and not be afraid to do that, and hold people accountable. And you know, essentially he's been doing a lot of that as being an offensive coordinator. So, you know, it's not like he's foreign to that idea. You know, that the delegation part is certainly part of it. You know, and in Division II, you know, even as a head coach, you know, you gotta wear more than one hat. Most of your assistants gotta wear more than one hat, and so, you know, dividing up those responsibilities so that everybody can play to their strengths. That's going to be a challenge of his, is with his new staff in there, just finding out what people do best and playing to their strengths. But he knows people, and you know, I'm sure he's going to get his staff in position where they can all be successful and do what they do best.
We're talking with Central Missouri head football coach Jim Swoboda here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, that's where Josh Lamberson has spent the last 5 years, and Coach Swoboda has been in a variety of places, everywhere from Wesleyan, as you said, to Montana State, UCLA, and of course, what kind of ties this all together, your 10 years at Northwest Missouri State, where you were the offensive coordinator while Josh was your quarterback. Take us back. Obviously, we know he was one hell of a player, but take us back to what the other intangibles were that made you know he was going to be successful once he walked off that campus.
Well, I mean, just in the recruiting process, just understanding what kind of person he was. And, you know, I mean, at Wilbur High School, he was, you know, valedictorian and homecoming king and star athlete and in the choir. And so, you know, couldn't find anybody in the town of Wilbur, or certainly at the school, that had a bad thing to say about Josh. And in fact, you know, everything positive in terms of who he was and what he stood for. And he's a guy, I'll tell you the main thing is that, you know, as a quarterback, you got to be a guy that really obviously are a strong leader, but more than that, I think you got to be somebody that really kind of gets that part of it and really embraces that part of playing the position and just understanding how you're perceived as a leader and welcoming that opportunity and that challenge. And, you know, and for the most part, especially after spending some time at the Division I level, the two people that get the most attention and the most criticism are the head coach and the quarterback. And so, you know, he's had a good, strong background in terms of the position that he played. And then, you know, it was just a matter of time when I got him on staff here in terms of, you know, just seeing how strong he was in doing so many things. In fact, I had to be careful in terms of putting too much on his plate because I knew that was one guy that was going to get it done, no questions asked, and get it done on time and in a great fashion.
Coach Lobota, I asked Josh this Monday after the press conference when he spent some time with us on the show. UNK is still fairly new, just 3 years in the conference, and everything kind of gets compared to Northwest Missouri State because of their dominance, and some of the other schools are filling in around that. But how is UNK viewed in your eyes, in Central Missouri's eyes, in the schools in the MIAA?
Well, in a very positive manner, without a doubt. In fact, the whole time I was at Westland, you know, as a head coach, I kind of had my eye down the road there on Kearney is sort of the next step in my career, and obviously took a different direction. But, you know, they're around a lot of really strong, you know, small-town guys with good work ethic. You know, I think that's getting a little bit harder to find, but you're out there where you're close to those kids that are still on the farm in those small schools, and you just get a really good brand of kid. And I think knowing Lambeau and knowing, you know, what we've tried to do here was try to attract, you know, just build this thing with the high school kids. And we have over 100 high school players on, you know, in our program. And we wanted to do it for the long haul. I think that's going to be the blueprint that he will use there. And you got such a great foundation. And so Kearney is perceived as being a team that's, you know, physical, you know, good, strong linemen up front and you know, a team that, you know, will come ready to play.
Last minute here with Jim Sloboda, currently the head football coach at Central Missouri. His offensive coordinator, recruiting coordinator, Josh Lamberson, is the new head football coach at UNK. Coach, as you said, Josh brought that up more than a couple of times in his press conference Monday about high school kids and not having to go deep in other routes, JUCOs, transfers, things like that. What makes Josh such a good recruiter?
Well, I think, God, there's so many things that go into that. I think, you know, first of all, you got to have an eye for talent. You know, I mean, it's one thing to recruit, but it's another thing to recruit the right guys. And so I think it really starts with that. And really next is just organization, prioritizing things. The real critical thing with recruiting is understanding what your needs are and really sticking to those. And just for example, you know, somebody's going to come along and in the recruiting process that's probably not going to quite fit what you need in a particular year. We only have X amount of dollars. You have the equivalent of 36 scholarships roughly. And so you have to make those go, you know, across your team. And obviously you can't just have 36 guys. And so that's why recruiting high school kids is important. Typically when you get a lot of those transfers, you know, you kind of front loaded there and you got all your money invested in them, you got zero depth. And so really just organization, prioritizing, and then persistence.
Coach, how about that first meeting with UNK?
Well, you never really like to do that, you know. I mean, you say it's another game on the schedule. This conference is getting to be a blend of former Northwest Missouri State guys and former Pittsburgh State guys. And so, you know, everybody understands that, you know, those two programs, you know, kind of set the pace in terms of you know, playing at the national level, and a lot of respect for those programs. And so there's a lot of familiarity, and you know, I can't honestly say you look forward to playing somebody that's really close to you, but it's where we're at with this league, and one thing's for sure, you know, you got to be ready to play, and you don't want to lose a game to the guy across from me that you used to coach with.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you giving us a little insight here. It sounds like we've got a good guy, which I think we had a lot of good guys working on the previous staff as well. So we'll see if he can get a few more wins on the board and see what he can do here and what we hope will be a good, solid career at UNK. Nebraska Kearney, as the rest of the league calls us. So, Jim, hey, have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for giving us time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim Swoboda, the head football coach, Central Missouri, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, giving us a little more knowledge there on Coach Josh Lamberson. Known him for a long time, Jimmy.
Yeah, he sure did. I'll tell you what's interesting about that, Doug, is he didn't have a bad thing to say about him. You know, evidently, he spent more time in music class than I did. I know that.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because we're going to head out to California, catch up with Mike Lev of the Orange County Register, and find out a little bit about USC. They got some All-Americans. They've also got some guys hurt. How seriously are they taking the Holiday Bowl? First time in the Holiday Bowl, but it's in their home state. How does that play when it's not like they're going to some great destination that they probably haven't been to before? Plus, coming up later in the show, Mike Perennio, Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, the director of the Race and Sportsbook. We've got our fantastic Fanatics Friday trivia question coming up. All that and more after this.
You're in luck. Hilltop Mall is making holiday shopping fun and easy this year. Mall gift cards and gift wrap available all season long. Good for every store in the mall, Hilltop Mall gift cards always make the perfect gift. Stop by the mall office to purchase. And don't let your kids miss Santa. He is at the Hilltop Mall to hear all their holiday wishes. It's all at the Hilltop Mall this holiday season.
Joy, a feeling of great happiness. It goes hand in hand with spending time with those who mean the most to us. At First National Bank, we wish the entire community a holiday season filled with the gift of joy. Gather with friends and family to give thanks. The true gifts to all of us are the memories made and time shared with each other. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
It's tough to see games like this coming to an end. 7 seconds to go. The Cougars have fought hard all night long, but they're down by two, and they have to get the ball back. Here we go. Johnson inbounding the ball, and it's tipped away. The Cougars have it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a three out of the corner.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of basketball. Get big speed for a small price with the nation's largest fixed wireless network. With Prairie iNet, enjoy streaming games, movies, or video with no interruptions. So sign up for Prairie iNet today and get your choice of a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card. That's right, a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card just for signing up with Prairie iNet. Call Prairie iNet today at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Already the show goes on all night till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Just remember when they come up.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, Doug, due to Jim Langan on this Friday. Heading into Christmas week on Monday, Brett Maher is going to be among our guests. He is done with his first year in the Canadian Football League, and we'll talk to the local product among our guests on Monday's program. We are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and ready to catch up with a little USC football. 1 week from tomorrow, it is the USC-Nebraska Holiday Bowl, and that kicks off at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to hear it right here. Mike Lev from the Orange County Register is up and at them this morning. Mike, thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good, but we're trying to, you know, we're trying to be calm out here and get rid of angry coaches and bring in nice guys.
Hey, Mike, go ahead.
You made a great choice. Mike Riley is the nicest guy you'll ever meet in this profession.
Does he win football games?
Well, that too. That too. It's nice to have both.
Hey, Mike, Jim Langan here. I've got a great question for you that I've been waiting to ask. As soon as I found out you're going to be on, you know, our AD and our head football coach didn't get along very well, apparently. And what was interesting about this was he said he didn't get any support, and he didn't see him in the locker room. He wasn't hands-on. Hey, can you Pat Hayden's got to be 180 degrees different than our AD because he's on the football field, gets fined $25,000 for yelling at referees. And then when he fired Lane Kiffin, is that really true? Did he really pull him off the bus?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing kind of went down, you know, at the airport at LAX after they returned from Arizona State, which has been just kind of a house of horrors for USC. The past couple of times they've gone there. And yeah, I mean, as far as I know, the relationship between Pat Hayden and Steve Sarkisian is very good. You know, Pat Hayden inherited Lane Kiffin. That's always some issues when, you know, an athletic director comes in or a general manager comes in and he doesn't have, you know, his own hand-picked coach. That is not the case with the current setup at USC. Sark is the guy that Pat Hayden tabbed for that role. They have a good relationship. You know, I think that Sark is still in a situation where he needs to win the fans over because they were not satisfied with the performance of the team this season.
Talking with Mike Love of the Orange County Register. He's the beat writer for Southern California, which Nebraska has not had a whole lot of success with. They've kind of built that up a couple of times. It was great when we went out there and played the Trojans under former coach Bill Callahan. And since we're still talking coaches, what about Sarkisian? How does Southern Cal fans and folks and media kind of assess year number one?
Yeah, I feel like it was a decent year, but not the year that it could have been. And I've heard a lot of feedback from fans who are unhappy with the current coaching staff because they have extremely high expectations. You know, they are used to what things were like here under Pete Carroll last decade, where they were going to Rose Bowls and going to BCS games and winning the Pac-12 or Pac-10 as it was then, you know, just about every year. This team went 8-4. They're still in the final year of NCAA sanctions where they have, you know, 10 fewer roster spots than just about everyone they face. I mean, that's fine, but they easily could have been 10-2. They blew fourth quarter leads against Arizona State and Utah, games they absolutely should not have lost. And then, you know, if they had won those games, we're probably having a different conversation right now.
Mike, Nebraska is going to be banged up on the offensive line. You guys took a hit as well, and you're going to be missing a few players in this one. Is the biggest injury to Antoine Woods, or are we going to have some other guys that are going to be standing on the sidelines?
I don't know if that Antoine Woods injury is going to be that impactful. I don't think – well, I'll say this. It's not the ideal matchup to lose your nose tackle. Because obviously, you know, Nebraska is going to want to run the ball, get that part of your game going. But you know, USC has decent depth on the defensive line, maybe aside from, I'd say, wide receiver, the best depth of any position on the roster. They have a lot of big bodies, guys who are versatile, can play inside or outside. It's a 3-4 scheme, so the guys who play defensive end, they're really kind of interior linemen with that big build, around 6'4", 6'5", 295, 300 pounds. Obviously, they would rather have Antoine Woods. He's one of those guys who, you know, he's squat and strong and can hold the point of attack, but I think they're going to be okay in there. But really, the biggest injury that USC suffered this season is when they lost their left tackle, Chad Wheeler. That happened in the Utah game in midseason. That kind of resulted in a shuffling of the offensive line. So what you're going to see in the Holiday Bowl is an offensive line featuring three true freshman starters, which I imagine there's no other team in the country that has that situation.
Yowza. They always bring great talent in, so you know that they're going to have some talent up there. But, you know, 18, 19-year-olds versus 21, 22-year-olds definitely could be a difference. Jimmy?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, too. You know, I followed USC, I mean, pretty good this year. And, you know, I was really surprised with their last two games. I was surprised how UCLA kicked them around, and I was surprised how they beat the living heck out of Notre Dame. I mean, this team is really inconsistent, it seems to me, and even late in the year as well as early, beat Stanford, and then they go on the road and get upset, you know, to Boston College, I think. Has the year kind of been like that? I mean, and even in some games, they get up 31-0, and then they hang on and win like 38-30.
Absolutely. I think that's a great way to put it. They are inconsistent. I think some of that has to do with their youth. You know, I just mentioned the offensive line, how young they are. I mean, they've been starting a true freshman at wide receiver, true freshman. Two of the four defensive backs are true freshmen. When you have that much youth, that sort of thing is going to happen. The pattern that I've detected, it's pretty obvious to see for USC this year, is they really have beaten, for the most part, the teams they're supposed to beat. And they haven't played as well, you know, against the teams that maybe they're equal with. UCLA was a case of a really good and experienced defensive line just taking it to a young, inexperienced offensive line, a young team that was really not ready for a spotlight situation. Notre Dame was really beaten up. I mean, pretty much half or more of their defense out for the game, really just kind of overmatched in that particular contest. Against the Notre Dame team that was kind of, you know, playing out the string. I think it was a nice confidence boost for USC heading into the Holiday Bowl. A lot of good vibes coming out of that one, even though, you know, it was kind of a mismatch. And I would expect them to play well in this game.
Well, that's the next question in a couple minutes here with Mike Levy, the Orange County Register. Bowl games this day and age, it all comes down to want to for the most part. You may not have the most talent, but if the other team doesn't want to, you're going to have a chance. What's the want to factor? Have you been able to get a vibe on that yet from USC?
I think it's pretty strong. I mean, I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, which bowl do you end up in. You know, a couple of years ago, USC was the number one team in the nation in the preseason in 2012. And you kind of fell apart in the second half of the year. They ended up, you know, 7-5 and going to the Sun Bowl in El Paso. And no disrespect intended for the good folks of El Paso, Texas, but, you know, the team was just not really fired up about that whole situation. And they had a backup quarterback, and it was really windy. And they didn't have a coach at that time who was good at motivating the team. All those factors led to a really poor performance. I don't think that's going to be the case here. They're in their comfort zone in Southern California, you know, 2 hours down I-5 to San Diego. I think there's going to be a lot of USC fans in the crowd. And the Holiday Bowl has a certain cachet to it. You know, it's not one of those bowls where you've never heard of it or it just sounds weird or you're not sure if someone's just making it up. So I think all those factors plus. But the last one is that it's Nebraska. I mean, it is a high-profile program with a rich tradition. And I think all of those things are going to have the team pretty fired up.
I'm still not sure that the Foster Farms Bowl is a real bowl.
That was a great line. Great line. Hey, you know, the one thing Nebraska does have going for us, I think we have a player, a running back, that will really run the ball and give a tremendous effort. He will give a tremendous effort. He has taken this team when they're really down and things look really bad. He has really put them on the wing. The only time he could not do that was when he was hurt against Wisconsin. He could not just generate it to do it. So I think our offense will be okay. We will be able to run the football. Are you weak at stopping the run? Just please tell me yes.
No, I wish I could. USC's actually been pretty good against the run this year. I think they're 27th in the nation, and that includes a really fluky game against Boston College where they gave up 450 yards. Boston College came out with an option attack that really they hadn't shown much on film. it was kind of a letdown situation for USC after they had beaten Stanford the week before, and they had traveled all the way across the country, and it was raining, and there was they just weren't in a good place in that particular game. So if you take that game out of the equation, I think they'd probably rank in the top 15 in the country. So they have been good. They rely a lot on their front seven. I'm sure you've all heard of Leonard Williams, you know, who's probably going to be a top five pick in the draft next year. He's really the anchor in there. They don't bring a lot of extra help down in the box. And if the defense has been vulnerable any place this year, I'd say it's been in the middle. If you can pass the ball to a tight end or a wide receiver on a post route, the safety play has not been great.
Yeah, they had three All-Americans by the Associated Press and all the other awards that are handed out at the end of the season. Here's your chuckle of the day. There's one common opponent, as we talked about before, for USC and Nebraska. That's Fresno State, and Fresno State played in their conference championship game. So, Steve Sarkisian obviously has seen Nebraska with the twice in 1 year and 3 in 2 year type of deal up at Washington. I noticed on your article he wasn't real pleased with the way they practiced coming out of break on Wednesday. How did it go yesterday, and has Sarkisian talked much about Nebraska and his familiarity with them?
Yeah, they practiced much better yesterday. It was definitely a sluggish day on Wednesday, and Sarkisian wasn't that surprised about it. The team was still finishing up finals. They had a couple of days off. They weren't in full pads. For whatever reason, this team likes to practice in full pads. They like to hit each other. Maybe it's their youth, and they don't know any better. But the things that Sark has talked about as far as Nebraska goes are obviously Amir Abdullah. You know, that's going to be priority one for the defense. And he's also talked a lot about Tommy Armstrong and his mobility. As mentioned, you know, USC had a lot of trouble with the option type of attack that Boston College had. Their quarterback, Tyler Murphy, rushed for nearly 200 yards. Historically, USC has had trouble with mobile quarterbacks, so that would be something to watch for sure. And I think the other matchup, you guys alluded to it earlier, is going to be, you know, Nebraska's defensive front against USC's offensive line. Is USC going to be able to get a running game going? Are they going to be able to protect Cody Kessler? I think if they can protect Cody Kessler, that there could be some opportunities for him to hit his, you know, deep receiving core down the field for some big plays.
All right, Mike, let's wrap it up with this. Your prediction for the Holiday Bowl is?
Yeah, I think USC is going to win. I think it's going to be a close game, something along the lines of, 28-21, something in that range. I think it's just a little bit more team speed for USC. I think having time to prepare for Nebraska's offense is going to help them a lot. And I, like I said, I think they're going to be motivated to play in what they consider, you know, to be a pseudo home game.
All righty, sounds great. 1 week from tomorrow out in California where the weather is always perfect. Hey, Mike, thanks for giving us the time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Take care, Mike Love. Orange County Register. Go online to find out a whole lot more information about it as USC goes for the 33rd bowl victory in school history. Coming up, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay. But as we go into break, it's time for our Fanatics Fantastic Friday Football Trivia Question. Fanatics, your sports bar dedicated to bringing you the game, great food, and good times. If the game's on, the game's on. They're dedicated to keeping the games on until they're all over, so you don't have to worry about turning them off. The game you want to watch just because it's 10 o'clock at night. Sandwiches, burgers, the great pizza and wings, and even a kid's menu. It's all there with football more fun. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney. Here is the trivia question. 888-455-3776. First person to get it right, a $25 gift card to Fanatics. 888-455-3776. The University of Southern California has won 32 bowl games, Jimmy. That's the second most of any college football program. Which college has the most bowl victories in Division I history? Which college has the most victories in bowl games in Division I history? Call now. We'll be back with Mike Perenio after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Give the gift of health this holiday season with the Hastings YMCA membership gift certificate. Certificates may be purchased for any Y membership at either YMCA Welcome Center. The Hastings YMCA offers a variety of memberships to choose from, including youth, adult, couples, and family memberships, so no one is left out. For more information, contact the Y at 402-463-3139. So stop by the 16th Street YMCA to give the gift of health this year.
18.3% of Buffalo County high school students reported riding in a car driven by someone who had been drinking, and 8.1% reported driving when they had been drinking alcohol. Parents, take a stand and talk to your kids about drinking and driving. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well every day at the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island, and the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. GNC.
RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl, Nevada, Louisiana, Lafayette. Bowl season kicks off at the Superdome in New Orleans as the Ragin' Cajuns play their fourth straight bowl game in the Big Easy, and they've won the previous three. They look to make it four straight when they face the Wolfpack, who last won a bowl game 4 years ago. They're desperate for a win.
The college football bowl season begins Saturday morning at 10. Nevada, Louisiana, Lafayette, followed by Utah, Colorado State, and the Chargers Niners Saturday night here on ESPN Radio.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're still looking for a winner for our Fanatics Trivia. I thought this would be kind of an easy one. I never know, Jimmy.
You know, I'm gonna,
think they're easy, they're not. When you think they're hard, bang, they get it right away.
I've been on the show for about 2 years. If they don't get it in the next 2 minutes, I say there's no winner. No winner. I mean, if this is one of the easiest questions of all time.
Again, the question is, which university has the most college football bowl wins?
See, people don't realize this. Notre Dame couldn't even go to bowl games. And they wouldn't let them go until the 1970s. Notre Dame never got to play in a bowl game. And then there's rules on the Pac-10 or the Pac-8, old Pac-8, mm-hmm. and the Big Ten, where only the winners could go. The other teams couldn't go anywhere. They used to have all these rules and regulations, and people aren't aware of that because they weren't my age. They're not my age.
A few hints there, folks. A few hints. Hey, this isn't a hint. This is fact. The Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney getting ready for the end of the year. It's the Dodge Big Finish. Get 0% APR for up to 72 months. The offer ends January 5th, so act fast. Also, they're introducing 90 days until the first monthly payment on all 2015 Jeep vehicles. It's for a limited time only. You can defer monthly payments for 90 days. What a great way to get into an adventurous Jeep vehicle and give you the flexibility for the first monthly payment after the holidays are over, a full 90 days later. See Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram for details on this amazing offer, or visit thinkmidway.com to see their full Jeep selection. Love them online. Take a look at their Facebook, and you can even follow them on Twitter. It's thinkmidway.com or the Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. While we continue to try and get a winner on our Fanatics Friday Fantastic Trivia, we'll let you know that Nebraska senior pitcher Chance Sinclair named a third-team Louisville Slugger preseason All-American today. He was a third-team All-American by Collegiate Baseball following last season. He's the first Husker pitcher since Johnny Dorn to earn All-American honors. And it's not that long the Huskers opened the season. First game, February 13th in Las Vegas. I still am shocked by what Steve Anderson told me yesterday when we were over at Bandits in Grand Island doing the show, that they'll be running at Fauner Park in less than 8 weeks.
That'll be exciting. I wonder how many horses they'll get there this year.
A lot of four furlongs early.
Yes.
Hopefully things go well. No luck, Jeffrey? No luck? Have we got a winner?
We got a winner.
All right. We did get a winner. The answer is Alabama. Alabama, 34 bowl victories. Greg from Air. I love Air. Every time I drive through Air, I want to pull over and get a soda. There's just a soda machine when you drive through the main drag, and it's just sitting out there like the Pepsis were over in Milligan for that commercial they filmed last year. There it is.
Alabama, can you believe? I mean, what are they ranked right now in the nation? This year.
Well, just the number one. In the
hey, you just could like, kind of just look at it. And, whoa, maybe you know. Holy cow, Alabama! Whoa, Alabama! Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Let's run through some real quick college football selections, and then Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay is going to join us. It all starts tomorrow. We'll be at 10 a.m. We've got a couple of college football bowl games tomorrow, Nevada and Louisiana Lafayette, then Utah, Colorado State, and then the Chargers, Niners in the NFL Saturday night. Jimmy, let's run through the first 10. We'll come up with the details of our little friendly wager here. What do you think?
Okay, we'll do that.
All right. Here we go. Nevada, Louisiana Lafayette. Lafayette's going to the same bowl for the fourth consecutive year. Boring. I'll take Lafayette.
So will I. They know how to do it, and they know exactly where to eat.
Utah State versus UTEP. They put it right in the middle at Albuquerque, New Mexico. Bugs Bunny will probably be burrowing his way through Albuquerque and take a wrong turn. I'm going to take Texas El Paso.
All right. Good choice. I'm going to take Utah State on this one.
Because they're a big favorite.
They're
right?
heavy yeah. favorite.
Yeah. And I'm not smart.
No, I think you're a very intelligent man.
Colorado State will have an interim coach just like Nebraska as they take on Utah. Who you taking?
Well, Colorado State was lucky to win last year against Washington State. Extremely lucky. I'm going to take Utah.
That's who I got. Western Michigan Air Force in Boise. What if the weather's not perfect tomorrow? Western Michigan likes to chuck that ball around. I'm going to take Air Force.
I love Air Force here.
Okay. South Alabama, Bowling Green, the first bowl game ever for South Alabama. I will take South Alabama to beat Bowling Green. What about you?
I like South Alabama myself.
All right. BYU, Memphis.
It's
the last game for BYU before they play Nebraska.
I'm taking Memphis here.
Yeah, this whole Fuentes as a coach, and God, he's great. I'm taking BYU. Marshall, Northern Illinois. Marshall, I think they're going to suffer from the man we were undefeated and let it get away from us syndrome. I'm going to take Northern Illinois.
I'm going to take Marshall. I think they just are a little bit better. But Northern Illinois has been playing in major bowl games. You know, they were playing in the Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and now they're going to go, what's this thing called?
The Boca Raton Bowl.
Yeah, they wouldn't have as much fun there, but it's still in Florida. If you're in Illinois and you get to go to Florida today, I'm going.
That was a tough name to come up with, the Boca Raton Bowl. San Diego County Poinsettia Bowl, Navy, San Diego State. San Diego's playing at home. I'll take them.
I will, too. I think I'm going to take San Diego State at home. And, you know, that's where Nebraska's playing in a week, so I hope we're going to have more. I'm going to make another wager. I'm going to say there's going to be more people at the USC-Nebraska game than there are at this Navy-San Diego State game.
Last two to pick, Western Kentucky and Central Michigan playing in the Popeye Bahamas Bowl. Central Michigan was viral with their reaction to finding that out. I'll take Western Kentucky. The team that beat Marshall.
I'll take Popeye.
And I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. I'm going to take Central Michigan.
And Fresno State Rice. Seriously, I'll take Rice.
I can't take Fresno State, can I?
They're playing in Hawaii.
I'll take Fresno State.
Mike Perenio, the director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Merry Christmas, Michael.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I just, off the presses, had a brand new baby grand boy last night, so I have no sleep.
Awesome!
Congratulations.
Awesome. That means you'll give
holiday.
Us more info than usual. What's the odds that you've got a Division One grandbaby?
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of that. I should take wagers on that. I was Division Two, so hopefully he can do better.
That is unbelievable. Well, congratulations, buddy. So I suppose, does that mean you've already got the Christmas present bought, or you've got to buy more?
More. That's too close to Christmas, but that's the way it goes.
Well, Mike, obviously 38 college football bowl games get underway tomorrow, and just give me a sense. The two semifinal games, amount of wagers, amount of take on that compared to the other 36 combined?
Yeah, it's going to be 80-20, maybe more. It's kind of interesting how it's going with the bowl games. I'm actually hoping they expand it. It could end up being almost like a March Madness eventually, which is good for business, but not good for my sleep. But that would be very, very cool to have maybe even 8-team playoff and make it more like a March Madness. The only thing is they can't play, you know, back-to-back days or every other day. But we're looking for some pretty big handle, and it's new territory, so we'll see.
Do you have anything you like in the pros this week? Any just games
just
this week?
Just jump right in, Jimmy.
Just, I want to know.
Get after
okay,
it.
I'll give you my four. I like the Vikings versus the Dolphins. I like the Buccaneers getting all those points against Green Bay. It just keeps going up. I like Oakland against Buffalo, and I like the Colts against the Cowboys. Tell me which ones I missed.
You know what? Those aren't too bad, and there's the plus 11.5 now in Tampa Bay. Like you said, that thing just goes up and up and up, and over the last few weeks, we've seen a lot of games where it moved drastically, the Cleveland game and the Atlanta Falcons. There's been games that just move 2-3 points, and they get crushed on the line movement. So anytime you see that big line movement, you're always best to go, especially if it's moving plus more points. And I have no problems with any of those picks. I kind of like the Bears a little bit this week, believe it or not. And it'll be interesting to see if Cam Newton doesn't play. I think I like Panthers. I think they're a much better team when he's not playing, especially when he's not 100%.
Hey, Mike, real quick, with the line on that game with the Chicago Bears, I think at one time, early, it was like 4.5, and then they changed quarterbacks. Did that go all the way up to 9?
Yeah, it was 9. I think it's adjusted back down.
Okay.
A lot of places it's going back down. People realize that really the way – and don't get me wrong, I like Jay Cutler. I think he's got lots of talent. He's just not the guy you want. I don't know. Him holding his head down every time he comes off the field, and, you know, he had problems in Denver. They would have kept him there, and – you know, even no matter who it is, it's going to probably pick the team up if it's not Jay Cutler. I don't think the team is going to be bummed out that he's not playing, and, you know, they're going to show up and play hard.
Talking with Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. I always love your predictions, which are very, very accurate. We are 2 weeks out. There are a ton of playoff scenarios out there. Who do you like? Who do you want to get that Super Bowl ticket on today?
You know what? I talk to people all the time, and it's Seattle, Green Bay, New England, Denver, Seattle. It's just nonstop, and you guys know it. You see it every year. Most of the time in the Super Bowl, there's a wild card team lately, and it's not going to be the four best teams that everyone thinks are, and they are maybe far and away the best teams, but in football that just doesn't happen with turnovers, and not all four of those good, great teams that are really, they really are separated from the rest of the playoff teams as far as talent and what they're doing, but still doesn't mean they're all going to four end up there. I look for a team like Baltimore or Pittsburgh to get in there and spoil the favorite party. That's really the only place I see a possibility of someone coming out of. And, you know, Baltimore's won it before. They're a proven Super Bowl quarterback, and they got the defense gelling at the right time. Pittsburgh's probably a little too inconsistent on defense, but I could see Baltimore. And, you know, you still have the terrible conference with the Saints in it, and you never know what can come out of that with the Saints get in there. But with the Ryan defense in New Orleans, I don't think they probably are the best team in that conference, but or in division, but they don't have a defense. I think it's coming out of Pittsburgh or Baltimore, and you have to see who gets in and who plays where.
I had Cincinnati at the beginning of the year. I'm still crossing my fingers for them out of that same division. Michael, it is Christmas time. It is the new year. It's time to make amends, air the grievances, and say congratulations for everything that has been going on in the last year. And I want to congratulate you because in the very first of the year, we went over-unders, and you said, I'm still sticking with New England to hit the number, and they did, and that was awesome. And then we asked you, who is your under choice of the year, and you shot me right in the heart. And if you would like to apologize now for taking the Dallas Cowboys, I will wait.
Are they officially over? Can they still blow it?
Oh, they can blow it and do it in epic proportion. There's no doubt about it.
I'm actually in the fantasy championship this week, but my workhorse is Murray, so I'm a little worried I might not win the big one in the fantasy this week. But I like Dallas. I mean, they're playing good. I mean, it's just it's tough to trust Tony Romo and the head coach. I think if they had a different head coach, but nobody's going to work for Jerry Jones unless, you know, you're doing what Jerry tells you. And until that changes, it's going to be tough for Dallas to go too far.
Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. And I was I've been betting these over-unders for quite a while, but I never had a team involved in it. But you gave me Cincinnati, and I got to collect already because they were at 8.5. But there was a time when it looked like they were good to go, you know, maybe 8-7-1. When that happens, am I a loser if it's 8.5?
8.5's a push. You don't lose on pushes. So.
Okay, so on a tie game turns into be a both a half of a win and a half of a loss. And is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have been paid yet, though.
No, I haven't been, but I have not been paid yet. But my ticket is good. I know that none of them pay until the season's over.
Say, our official posted rules say they must complete the entire season.
Yeah, I haven't. I guess when I say I've been paid, I mean it's a good ticket. It doesn't matter if they. I don't have to back bet them anymore.
You've been hedging on that?
No, I haven't, but I would the last game, I guarantee you. I'm not that positive on my stuff. If I got one horse not in the pick six in the last race, I can guarantee I'm going to the window and borrowing money from my friends.
We can always.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. But or you could go the other way. We definitely had a player once that had Zenyatta in the pick six for $130,000 when he lost when she lost to Blame in the last jump. Couldn't quite get up in time, and instead of hedging on the other horses, he actually came up and bet $60,000 more on Zenyatta. It was like Will of Steel. That was amazing to me. I could see letting it go and not doing anything, but then to like double down, it was amazing.
Well, he had a tiny.
It could have been a place to back himself up.
Yeah. Well,
Mike, or just watch it, you know?
Mike Perenio, Grandpa, Mike Perenio, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We could always talk to Mike for a half an hour, but we want him to get some sleep. So just a couple more questions, Mike. And I don't know if you have any knowledge on this, but UNLV is now getting some press here in Nebraska because a couple of our assistant coaches that are off the hook here are coming out there. And UNLV's got a high school coach that's taken over the program. Are they getting any pub out there?
Oh, yeah. UNLV has been so hard. I mean, John Robinson couldn't help us, and it's a tough place to – we need something, and this guy coming out of Gorman here is definitely, you know, doesn't have any college experience, but Bishop Gorman is almost like a semi-college team here. They a lot of good players come out of there in basketball and football, and hopefully we can keep our own talent. We lose people like DeMarco Murray and stuff. We can't keep our own kids in Las Vegas, and I think this gives us a chance to do some recruiting. And I tell you what, any Nebraska coaches we can get is going to be way better than what we've had previously.
And the Las Vegas Bowl is tomorrow, Utah, Colorado State. The Utes actually staying at the Mandalay Bay. They've got all their Christmas going on, Pandora on ice. They've got Santa's shipwreck going on at the Shark Reef Aquarium. They've got all kinds of things as we head towards New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Mike, what else can you tell us that's going on at the Mandalay Bay if folks are coming out here before the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's the great part about it is there's so much to do at Mandalay Bay. You don't ever leave, and you got the House of Blues with Santana there on a regular basis. Willie Nelson is going to be here shortly. We got the MJ1 Michael Jackson show, which still week after week is the best show maybe in the world, and definitely in the Strip in Vegas. And you know, the entertainment and shows in Vegas when you're the best, that's saying a lot. So we're getting geared up, and New Year's is one of the best times to be out in Vegas with the fireworks down the Strip. It's amazing. It's like being in Times Square on New Year's.
All right, Mike, we'll let you get some sleep. I'll call you at another time after the first of the year to see when the charter's coming to pick us up for the Super Bowl. And, hey, man, Merry Christmas. You're our favorite. You know it, and we can't wait to see you again. And, again, congratulations on being a granddad.
Yeah, thanks again. We had people show up again the last 2 weeks from that listened to your show, and it's always nice when they come by and say hi and wishing everybody a Merry Christmas out there and a happy holiday.
Well, I know those folks were happy, and they love the Mandalay Bay, and they will definitely be back. So, Mike, again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys.
That's Mike Perenio. Look him up when you're at the Mandalay Bay. When you're going to Vegas, it's worth it. Mike's got some great opportunities. I don't want to say deals because he'll just set you up, you know.
Yeah, he
will.
You just
want to sit there and watch games. Maybe you want to get something to eat. Maybe you want to go to a show. Maybe he can help you out really, really good. Maybe he can give you some suggestions, a variety of things. We've had a ton of Doug and Daddy listeners stop by and see Mike, and we appreciate it. And I've always heard a lot of good things from them, and we always enjoy going out to the Mandalay Bay, and hopefully we'll get to do that again real soon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Real soon.
I don't know if I'd be considered a someone that knows a little bit about Vegas or not, but I do know that when I go there, I go to the Mandalay Bay, and every time I've sat there and just told him, hey, he's been real nice and cops me something.
He's a great guy. Yeah. Great guy, Nebraska native. Let's take a look at T&L Irrigation, wishing you the merriest of Christmas and Happy New Year, and you can make your New Year happy when you work with the gang at T&L Irrigation. We continue to tell you about their hydrostatic technology, different from all the rest. Just check it out, folks. It's something different. I know sometimes you may get a little scared about something different. No need to. It is the best. PPC3, you can take care of it with your satellite, your GPS, from wherever you're at. It makes things easier, simpler. Don't we all want that and get the productivity from T&L Irrigation Systems? I think we've pretty much covered everything, Jimmy. We're back on Monday. Anything special before we get out of here?
Nope, I'll be here Monday.
All right, I want you to vote on this. What do you expect Randy Gregory to do? It's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Comes back to Nebraska for his senior season or goes to the NFL?
Goes to the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. If Bo stays, I really think there's a good chance he would have stayed. I don't think so now. Vote on our ESPN Superstation Midtown Mart Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday's question was, who deserves the NFL MVP? J.J. Watt was your pick, 40%. And then pretty even, DeMarco Murray, Aaron Rodgers, 30%. One of our more evenly results we've had in quite some time.
Yeah, I really don't think anybody knows yet. I think there's enough games, a couple of games to go that anybody could come up and play well late. They could win it.
I'm going to be interested in the Monday night game, Bengals-Broncos. We can talk more about that.
Boy, that'd be fun.
Saturday night football. Tomorrow, we got the Eagles-Redskins in the afternoon. And then we got the Niners-Chargers here on ESPN. So we've got two bowl games and then that. Plenty of basketball tonight. And we will be back on Monday with Brett Maher of the Ottawa Red Blacks out of the Canadian Football League. He'll be among our guests. We want to thank Jim Swoboda, Central Missouri head football coach from the Orange County Register, Mike Lebb, and, of course, Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay. Have a great weekend, Jim. Jimmy.
See you later, Doug.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.